Okay. Top of Yudah Amar Aleph, three lines down, Amar Ravashi. Okay, sorry, in order to understand what we're talking about, we have to just keep in mind that what we were talking about yesterday was the fact, we ended off with the fact that maybe the second set of fasts, if you remember, we were talking about the three sets of fasts and how you daven on those three sets of fasts. So maybe those three sets of fasts, we suggested that maybe the second fasts differ from the third fasts, that the 24 brachos that the Shliach Tzibur says, maybe that's only the third set of fasts. But it could be the second set of fasts. He doesn't say the 24 brachos. We have this whole discussion about the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah, the Ein Bein. So that's what we're up to. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi Masnisin Nami Deka. Ravashi says you can also prove. Deka is like a diuk. You can infer from the Mishnah exactly what we're saying. Why? Diktani, because the Mishnah teaches us, Ma Elu Yaseros Al Harishonos. How are these, meaning the later fasts, how are they different than the first fasts? How are they different? Right, that the third set of fasts were masriyin, which we'll see in a second what that means, in a couple of seconds what that means. And we also close up the stores. Those are two things that we do during the third set of fasts. But the implication is, the inference is, ava b'chol divrehen zev zeh shavin. The inference is that for everything else, they're equal. Right, the only distinction between the second set and the third set is that the third set you are masriyin, okay, which we'll see what that means, and we close up the stores. But it sounds like everything else is the same. So if you do 24 brachos in the third fast, you should do 24 brachos in the second set as well. So the Gemara says v'chitema, and if you want to say hacha nami tana v'shir, if you want to say that here too, the Tana mentioned one difference, one distinction, but it left out another. Right, it mentioned one distinction of Masri and Vinoel and Sachanuyos, but maybe it left out the other distinction of how many brachos the Shliach Tzibur says. Maybe there really is a difference. So the Gemara says, "Vaha ma'elu katoni," but the language of the Mishnah is ma'elu yaseros ella. It sounds like this is the only distinction. Right, this is the only distinction. It's just like we had a problem with the language of Ein Bein. The language of ma'elu also implies that this is the only distinction. Asks the Gemara, "V'tisvira ma'elu dafka hu?" Does it make sense to you? Is it logical that the language of ma'elu is dafka? Right, that ma'elu means dafka this? The hashir la teva. Didn't the Mishnah leave out teva? What's teva? The fact that in the third set, we take the aron out into the middle of the street. Right, the third set of fasts, we take the aron out into the middle of the street and we daven. So the Mishnah left that out. So maybe the Mishnah left other things out as well. So the Gemara says, imishim teva, and this should sound familiar, imishim teva lav shiurahu. Leaving teva out of the Mishnah, that's not called leaving something out. Why? Because in the second perek, the Mishnah mentions the fact that we take the aron out. So that is mentioned in a Mishnah, just not in this Mishnah of Ma Elu Yaseros. But it is mentioned, right, that's the Mishnah we just had. But it is mentioned in the first Mishnah of the second perek. So it is mentioned in the later perek. Okay, so since it's mentioned in the later perek, it's not called that it left it out. So the Gemara says, "Hashda da asis la'achi." So once we've come to this, meaning once we've come to this answer, that if something is mentioned in the later parak, that's not cool, that it's being left out of the Mishnah. Esrim va'arba nami lav shiuru diktani labi idach pirko. We can make the same claim about the 24 brachos. Right, the fact that it leaves out 24 brachos, maybe that's not called leaving it out, because it's mentioned also in the second parak. So since it's mentioned in the second parak, it's not called that you left it out, and therefore, therefore, it's not a problem of Tana v'Shir, and maybe that is a distinction between the second and the third sets of fasts. Okay, so the Gemara now goes back to our discussion about Anenu. Okay, and the Gemara wants to know my Have Allah. What was the conclusion? Right, what happened with that? What was the conclusion with Anenu? When do we say Anenu? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Sisritoi, Mechina Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Ben Goa LaRofe. Say Paskin that we say it being go the Rofe, Ravashi Amar Mishmei the Rabbi Yana, Berei the Rabbi Yishmael, B'Shomei Atfila. Right, that we, meaning there is a Machlokes Amoraim, V'Hilchas B'Shomei Atfila. We Paskin that we say it in Shomei Atfila. As we know, that Psak is for individuals, right? But obviously for the Shliach Tzibur, he says it in Bengo the Rofe. But we Paskin for individuals that we say it in Shomei Atfila. Okay. Now the Gemara has an interesting discussion about Ubros Umeinikos. Ubros are women who are pregnant, and Meinikos are women who are nursing. So says the Gemara, Tani Chada, one Brisa teaches us, Ubros Umeinikos Misanos Berishonos Vein Misanos Ba'achronos. One Brisa says that they fast, the nursing and the pregnant women fast in the first fast, but not in the second fasts. The Tanya Idoch, another brisa says, Misanos be'achronos, ve'ed misanos be'rishonos. Just the opposite. It says they fast in the second, in the later fasts, and not in the first fasts. The Tanya Idoch, in the third brisa states, ein misanos lo be'rishonos ve'lo be'achronos. Third fast says they don't fast at all. So this is very confusing. One brisa says they fast in the later, not the right, the last, not the first. Another brisa says they fast the first, not the last. Another brisa says they don't fast at all, the first or the last. So how do we resolve this contradiction? Ravashi says, take the middle fasts in your hands. That will answer all of these questions. Meaning that if we assume that the middle fasts are always being discussed here, so then we answer all the questions. How do we answer all the questions? Because as follows, when the first brisa says that they fast the first and not the last, what does that mean? That means they fast the middle and not the third. Right? They fast set two and not set three. The next brisa says they fast the last, the achronos, not the rishonos. That means that they fast set two, but not set one. Okay? And when the third brisa says they don't fast the first or the last, that means they don't fast one and three, but they do fast two. So basically the rule is that one and three they don't fast, two they do fast. So now if you look at all three brisos, you can understand all three brisos as referring to some combination of those three fasts, and then everything is resolved. So they do not fast one and three, but they do fast set two. Okay. Zavdi Gemara Vayter. This was the addition of the third set that they would be masriin and close the fasts and close the stores. I'm sorry. Asks the Gemara, "B'mai masriin? What does it mean that they are masriin? What does that mean?" Rabbi Yehuda Omar b'shofaros. Rabbi Yehuda says that they're masriin with a shofar, meaning they blow the shofar. That's what masriin means. In that third set of fasts, they blow the shofar. Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei de Rav Omar. Ba'aneinu. He says, no, Masriyan doesn't mean that they blow the shofar. Masriyan means they say aneinu. They only say aneinu in that third fast. Okay? So then we have a machlokas. What's Masriyan? Is Masriyan that we blow the shofar, or is Masriyan that we cry out in tefillah, namely with aneinu? Kosal kadaita, we have a havamina, man the amar ba'aneinu lo amar b'shofaro. So man the amar b'shofaro is lo amar ba'aneinu. Our havamina right now is that the one who says that they blow the shofar says they're not saying aneinu. And the one that says you say aneinu holds they're not blowing the shofar. Right? So right now our havamina is that we're only doing one of these things, either blowing the shofar or saying aneinu. We're not doing both. Asks the Gemara Viha Tanya. But don't we have a brisa that says, Ein pochsin misheva ta'anios ala tzibur? We do not do any fewer than seven ta'anios on the tzibur. Okay, meaning these the last set has to be seven. Right? The last set is seven ta'anios, seven fast days. Shebahen yurches hasraos, and in those fast days we do 18 hasraos. Okay, 18 hasraos. The simin ledavar yericho, and what's the simin for these 18 hasraos? That's yericho. Okay. So what does that mean? Now yericho v'yericho shofaros hava. What happened at yericho? They blew the shofar and that knocked down the walls of yericho. Right? So if the simen for the hasraos is yericho, then that would seem to imply that the hasraos were actual shofar blasts. Right? Which implies that what was done was the shofar. Right? And therefore this is a kasha on the one who says anenu. Right? Because how can you say masriyan means anenu if the simen for the hasraos is yericho? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela bishofaros de kuleyama lo pligi de kari la hasra. You're right. Everyone agrees that hasra refers to shofaros. So everyone agrees that you're blowing the shofar. That's not a question. Ki pligi ba aneinu. The machlokis is, do you also say aneinu in addition to the shofar? Mar savar kari la hasra, umar savar lo kari la hasra. So you have a machlokis. Can the masriyan also refer to aneinu? Or no, it only refers to the shofaros and not aneinu. Okay, so everyone agrees that the masriyan refers to the shofar. The machlokes is, does it also include aneinu, or does it not also include aneinu? So continues the Gemara. Lamada amar ba'aneinu kol shekin b'shofaros. The one who says that the masriyan includes aneinu, he holds that it kol shekin. It obviously includes shofaros as well. Shofaros is, that's the normal understanding of Masriyin. Ulumad Rabbi Shofaros of Abaneinu Lo. And the one who says Shofaros, he says Davka Shofaros, but not Aneinu. Okay, so that's how we come out. Okay? Asks the Gemara, V'hatanya, but didn't we learn in the Braisa, the following Braisa, U'sha'ar kol minei puranios, hamis ragshos. Any other type of tragedy that happens. Kigon. Now the Braisa lists a whole bunch of different types of tragedies. Chichuch. Chichuch means scratching. Okay? So what does that mean? That means, like, let's say people have some sort of a skin problem, skin disease, you know, a plague breaks out, the people are very itchy. Okay? Eczema. There's like a plague of eczema. Okay? Chagav. What's chagav? Locusts. So let's say that you're, you know, the land is afflicted by locusts. Zvuv, right? There are a lot of flies. Tzira, or wasps. Yitushin, or mosquitoes. All different types of things that can happen. Vishiluach nechosh miakrabim, or sending of snakes and scorpions. Okay? So let's imagine you have a plague of any of these types of things. Lo hayu masriyin, ela tzoakin. So they were not masriyin, but rather they were tzoakin. Okay? They were not masriyin, but rather they were tzoakin. What's masriyin mean? Well, that's what we had in the Mishnah, masriyin. What? When these things happened, they were not masriyin, they were tzoakin. Now, what's tzoakin? Screaming, right? So says the Gemara, midit tzaaka bepeh, since tzoakim implies that you are screaming something with your mouth, the implication is hasra'a be shofaros. The implication is that hasra is dafka with a shofar. And if hasra meant both, then you could have just said masriyin. Right? From the fact that it said masriyin, lohay masriyin ela tzoakin, right? So the implication is the masriyin cannot mean tzoakin, the masriyin must mean shofaros. So that's a kasha on the Manda Omar, who says the masriyin can also include tefillah, can also include anenu. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. Tanoihi, it's a machlugas tanoim. It's a machlugas tanoim. Titanya, as the Braisa says, al elu masriyin b'shabbos. On the following things, you could be masriyin on Shabbos. It's a Braisa. This actually might be a Mishnah. They changed it on the side to a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later. On the following things, they can cry out on Shabbos. Al irshi kifua gayos. If you have a city that was besieged by a legion of soldiers, O Nahar, or there was a river that was threatening to overflow and flood its surroundings, Yasvina Muturefes Bayam, or if there's a boat that is being threatened to capsize at sea, and all these things, you're allowed to be Masriyin on Shabbos. All these things you're allowed to be Masriyin on Shabbos. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi Amar LeEzra Avalola Tzaaka. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to cry out for help. You're allowed to cry out for help, but you can't cry out in tefillah. You cannot cry out in tefillah for these things. Why? Because Rashi explains that since we're not sure if the tefillah is going to work, so therefore you shouldn't daven, you shouldn't be crying out and davening for these things on Shabbos. Okay? To be saved, yeah, but meaning on Shabbos, we don't daven on Shabbos for your personal tzrachim, right? So you can cry out for help, and you can do your physical hishtaglos to be saved, right? So I'm not sure that's what it sounds like, right? It is a pretty wild concept.
It might not work anyway.
Right.
What if it does? They say it shouldn't be in the first place.
Yeah. Gotta try that.
That's one option. The other option, Rashi quotes a second pshat that doesn't mean that you shouldn't daven, but it means you shouldn't have like public gatherings for tefillah on Shabbos. And you could daven by yourself, like everybody should daven like privately, but to have a public gathering for tefillah is not appropriate on Shabbos. Huh? Everybody davens themselves, like, instead of having a large davening gathering. Okay? So the Gemara says b'mai. Now what's this talking about? When we say masriyin, what are we talking about? If you tell him Masriyin means shofaros, shofaros b'Shabbos mishari? You allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos? You can't blow shofar on Shabbos. So obviously, when we say that you're al elu Masriyin b'Shabbos, el alav ba'anenu, it must be talking about tefillah, must be talking about anenu. The kari lo hasra, and still we're calling it hasra. So shema mina. We see that there are some tanoim who refer to Masriyan, right? Refer to it refer to tefillah as Masriyan. There are other Tanaim who refer to Masriyan as, refer to Shofar as Masriyan. So it's really Machlokas Tanaim if it also includes tefillah or only includes Shofar and not tefillah.
Huh?
Masriyan certainly can mean blowing the Shofar. The Machlokas is that is, can it also mean Anedim?